This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. This summer in Colorado has been very different across different parts of the state. New numbers from the state climate office show that difference. July in southwest Colorado was one of the 10 warmest of all time. Eastern Plains temperatures were near or below average. Likewise with rainfall, parts of the San Luis Valley had the driest July in almost 130 years, but the Front Range had an unusually wet month. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library in Denver reopened this weekend after a year of renovations. It's one of five research libraries in the U.S. focusing on collecting and preserving African American history and culture. The space opened in 2003 in Denver's Five Points neighborhood. Jamika Lewis is the branch supervisor.
When I first met with the architect, I said, this renovation has to be, it has to represent blackness with intention, and that's what we really wanted to accomplish.
There's a new reading space, new study rooms, and a space for teenagers. An art show at the Grand Junction VA begins tomorrow. CPR's Tina Sieg reports it features work from military veterans across the Western Slope.
The Western Slope Veterans Creative Arts Festival celebrates both visual and performance art. Patrick Matoyer says it gives veterans like him an outlet to express painful things.
Whether it's a physical or mental or any other kind of challenges that may have prevented the vets from moving on with their lives. These activities, these arts activities are life-changing.
The show's part of a national competition run by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. It runs through Thursday. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Cherry Hills Country Club in suburban Denver is hosting the U.S. Amateur Golf Tournament Championship this week, dating back to 1894. It's the oldest of the U.S. Golf Association's 15 national championships. Nine Coloradans are part of the 312-player field. The tournament ends August 20th. This is CPR News.